On this week's Missouri Net Press Box podcast, we gear up for the baseball season here in Missouri with Albert Pujols, Matt Holliday heating up the last couple of days for the Cardinals. Royals fans excited about Cy Young winner Zach Greinke opening the season at home next week. I'm really excited about today's podcast. My buddy Jeff back in Chicago made me aware of this website that has compiled over 500 of the most memorable baseball calls from radio and television. For example, how about Game 5 of the National League Championship Series?
Ozzie with one out. Took a ball just outside. Cardinals have left 10 men on, and they left a lot of men on early. Had a runner at third, nobody out in the first and didn't score. Second and third, one out in the second and didn't score. Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. It's a home run, and the Cardinals have won the game by the score of 3-2 on a home run by the Wizard. Go crazy.
Cardinal fans remember where they were that day. With me, the guy who put this website together, Steve Contursi. Steve, how you doing?
Real good, Bill. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, how did you come up with this idea of creating this website, which, by the way, is very cool. I love it. I've spent so much time on it.
Thanks. Well, I guess the genesis of the idea really comes through a passion I have for the game of baseball. And I'm just involved to the extent that I travel across the country, visiting ballparks across America, and about, I guess, back in 2005, I started downloading sound clips myself, just for the sheer pleasure of it, you know, just listening to it, and then I came upon the idea, well, you know, why not make this available to other baseball fans? So I put together what I consider to be an amateur site, you know, in terms of the HTML coding and everything. It is definitely amateur. I do it all myself. I started out with maybe 15 or 20 clips. And from there, it just spilled over into four pages now, as you said, with more than 500 clips.
Now, Steve, you're from New York. I'm taking it you're a Yankees fan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I've been told that the preponderance of sound clips are Yankee clips, but you have to consider, you know, when you're talking, 26 championships, they have an abundance of worthwhile clips.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I noticed that, too, that there's some Yankee stuff on there. But you've got a lot of Cardinal stuff and some pretty good Royal stuff, too. And there's some other things on the website that's not only just play-by-play calls, but you have some songs. You have Abbott and Costello's Who's on First routine. And the one thing that I liked, you have some of the starting lineups and seventh-inning stretches from ballparks across the majors. How did you get that audio? Because it's really clear audio. What did you travel around the country?
Yeah, I'm continuously amazed at the number of people that download these clips. What I did 2 years ago, when I went on my tour and actually visited Wrigley Field, and I just simply purchased a digital recorder. And when they start the starting lineups or take me out to the ball game, I just turn the recorder on. And what's unique about it, I think, is that you get the feel of the ballpark. You'll hear the people in the background clapping or just casual conversation, you know, during the course of these recordings. And so they are really one of the more popular downloads.
With us here on the Press Box podcast this week is Steve Contursi. And you said you have, you've created a website, actually you've created a couple, and we'll talk about your Ballparks Across America website too, but you said these are amateur and it comes to HTML and they're kind of hard to find if you just went on your own to try to find them. So I've linked them at MissouriNet.com where you can check out these clips of the Cardinals and Royals and some of these things, as Steve has just mentioned, in terms of the starting lineups. I listened to the one that you had from the Royals, just excellent stuff. So how long did it take you to get all of this audio, put all of this together?
Well, it's been an effort over about 5 years now. And what I do is, every once in a while I just sit down and say, okay. Or actually what I do is cue on searches that visitors have done. And I take the search that they've done and then, expand on that myself. And oftentimes the real nuggets of gold are buried deep within, like Google. It won't be on the first page, it won't be on the second, it might be on the 10th page. So I have to have a little bit of patience.
And you're doing this just out of the pure love of the game. You don't charge people for this. They just go to this website. They can listen to these clips. It's great stuff. The one thing that I liked and certainly remember well to this day is, of course, the famous Pine Tar game with George Brett.
The pitch. Holy cow. Home run for George Brett. Billy Martin wants to take a look at that bat. But I told you I had nightmares about this thing. There's a rule that the pine tar can only be a certain height. He's out!
I can't believe that.
Wait a minute, Bill.
I can't believe that.
They did that to Thurman Munson out in Minnesota.
Brett is upset, and I can't believe that, Phil. I can't believe they'd call Brett out here.
Steve, what are some of the more popular downloads? You talked about the starting lineups and the seventh inning stretches. Give us a crash course as people go to your website, how they can maneuver around and find the good clips.
Well, I hope that they use the find tool, tool on there. And all they have to do is just unchain what they're looking for. If they're looking for John Fogerty, center field, just put that in and the find tool will find it. If it's not on that page, then they have to go to the next page. But it's there somewhere. And then it takes them right to that clip and press the button and there you go.
Now, I know you're a diehard Yankee fan, but outside of the Yankees, what is your favorite call, your favorite non-Yankee call? What do you like to go back and listen to?
That's a tough one. But I like what visitors like. Harry Carey, take me out to the ballgame. That's the number one download, and that's the one I like the most. Of course, Bobby Thompson. Giants win the pennant, Giants win the pennant, all that excitement. And I like Bob Shepard. And I have quite a bit of Bob Shepard, the Yankee announcer, who's now retired. As for a call, it's either going to be Jack Buck and Ozzy with the home run, or the Gibson home run in the World Series.
It's great stuff. We're talking with Steve Contursi. He's a guy out of New York. He put together this website that has all of these great clips and songs, and I love your website. So if you go to MissouriNet.com, I've got links for the audio. Now, you also did this thing where you went across the country and toured some ballparks. How many parks did you see? Did you get to every Major League ballpark?
I'm missing five.
Wow.
Everyone except five, yeah. And that would be the two in Florida, which I really don't understand why I haven't been there.
Right, because everybody from New York makes it down to Florida at some point, don't they?
So I think that's coming up soon. But the other three are real hard to get to, Minneapolis, Denver, and Seattle. So those are probably going to have to be special trips, but they're not in the immediate plans.
Now, how do you find time to get away from your normal everyday life to... I call this a fantasy world. I mean, to be able to see all these ballparks and research this stuff, this is great.
I know. I consider myself real lucky. I'm a teacher, and so I have the summers off for the most part. And so that's when I do my traveling. I schedule about 2 weeks, and I make up the schedule myself for the most part, and just hit ballparks in a given geographic area.
Really interesting. Steve Contursi, I appreciate what you've done in putting together these two websites. They're linked again at MissouriNet.com if you want to check out some great Cardinal and Royal sounds from the past. Steve, thanks for your time and thanks for joining us this week on our Press Box podcast.
Bill, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.